Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Couples TV Show with Greg and Cheryl Clark. You have made a great choice. Now sit back, take notes, and expect your relationship to transform today. Now join me in welcoming your hosts, Greg and Cheryl Clark.
Well, welcome, 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 welcome. We thank you that you're taking the time to join us here on our new time slot. More exciting, where I guess you'll hear hopefully less yawning and less things that will distract you. Of course, as always, this is your main man, Gregory Clark Sr., having a tremendous time with you today. Without further ado, it will be a pleasure of mine to introduce to some and present to others my co-host, Cheryl Clark.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. How's everyone this afternoon in our new time zone? We'd like to thank you for joining us this afternoon, and we have a lot to share with you.
Amen. And without further ado, of course, you have the opportunity and the ability to link up with us on our Facebook pages, facebook.com/ Greg and Cheryl Clark. That's if you're typing it into your web browser. Or if you're already on Facebook, just type in Gregory and Cheryl Clark and our beautiful faces will pop up and you can always like us on our page. And also if you want to get more specific to some of the stuff that we post on the Couples TV Show page, you can also do the same, facebook.com/ The Couples TV Show if you're using your web browser, or simply if you're already on Facebook, just type in The Couples TV Show and we will definitely pop up and you can add us that way as well. And please don't forget to take the opportunity to follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is Greg Cheryl Clark. One word without the E at the end. Again, that is Greg Cheryl Clark. And we would love to follow. We follow back. So, you know, add us at your leisure. But definitely, as Cheryl just stated, we're very happy to move to a different time slot. This kind of opens up some things for us personally. We know this gives us an opportunity to expand the audience and be more of a blessing to you based on what we're sharing. And, of course, today's episode, we're dealing with forgiveness and how it benefits you, the power of forgiveness and how it benefits you. Not you forgiving someone and you thinking that it's benefiting them because you forgive them. Actually, there's more of an inert quality that occurs when you use that act, because by using that act, you actually start to, you know, better yourself, you alleviate a lot of stress and things like that. But I'm not going to jump ahead. And I know my wife has had some great interactions with people. You know, tell the people a little bit some of the things you're working on and how's your weekend was.
Well, we're working on some things in the pipeline going forward. And like Greg said, we are changing up our time zone for our international people of connection. It's amazing how the internet has merged worlds together. So basically we are really opening and broadening up our horizons here. And what's going to be happening in September is a retreat that's going to be coming to you, and we're going to be advertising really, really soon. And look forward for that. If you are a couple, if you are married, engaged, thinking about it, not sure, or on teetotaling on that, this is going to be the place for you to recommit yourself and to be with your partner and just be around like-minded individuals. Do you know that it's how to build a marriage is one thing, is to be around like-minded people. If you are check your friends, friends around you. What are they doing? The five friends around you are a mirror of who you are and who you are going to be. So if your people are not moving in a direction of where you would like to be in the next couple of years, you need to reevaluate your friends. So your cohort of friends will dictate to you your future and your future endeavor and your future goals. So if you don't like your surroundings, change it. If you don't like your friends, change them. If you don't like what's happening around you, do something different. Okay?
Oh, that's definitely good. And I mean, she just shared some nuggets right then and there without, you know, even really going into today's topic. When you start to really analyze those that you associate with it becomes a bigger situation because now you can't necessarily just point fingers at everyone else and say, well, you know, this is happening in my life because of this person or that person. You always, and Cheryl just brought up that point, you have to analyze and reanalyze and always tweak and prune. And before I say the point, I think of like someone who has a bonsai tree and the meticulousness that is needed to always prune and, you know, and people will say, oh, it's just a little tiny tree. But it's an art. There's a certain art of pruning and keeping it structured in the way that it's going to grow, and you're actually shaping the way it's going to grow. And as we're sharing right now, the individuals that impact you are those who are closest to you, and especially when it comes to your business associates, the individuals that you utilize the word friend with. And that's a very definitive word because we said this, and I will always say it, this day and age, sometimes we use that word too loosely. We don't just orchestrately, just because you're interacting with someone does not make them your friend. So be very mindful of those who you actually choose to be in your aura, because that is an outpicturing of where you are and potentially where you're going. That's why we always say, and then Cheryl brought up that point, if you're aspiring to become married, like how she's talking about the event for September, then you have to start being around individuals who have successful marriages. If you want a successful business, then you have to take the opportunity and invest in yourself and sometimes be a mentee to someone who's a little bit further along with you. If you want to just pick someone's brain just for your own selfishness, remember, it's like breathing. If you're inhaling something, that means you have to exhale. So there is a give and take. And there's even opportunities that I know down the pipeline with us, that individuals who wish to train with us and things of that matter can always contact us. And believe you me, it's very intense. But through the intense training allows you to be strengthened within yourself. So if you're going out there to be a blessing and to help others, you will have the ability to do so. And before I even go any further, if you wish to call us today, you can call us directly at 347-996-3160. Again, that's 347-996-3160 to call in, participate, or just to listen in. Remember, this is going to be our new time slot, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that means that's 12 p.m. Central. It's 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and it's 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And as Cheryl stated, you know, we have a lot of individuals internationally who have been following us, and we respect the fact that we can now move the show to a time slot where it won't be too late for them, and it's still a perfect time for all of our cohorts and people who follow us here in the United States. So as I stated before, we're dealing with forgiveness. And Cheryl, do you have anything else to add or share with before we start in our topic of today?
No, I don't. We can go right into it.
Okay, definitely. Okay. One of the quotes that I'm going to share from the beginning, it deals with forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior, but forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart.
Wow.
Now you think about that. When you forgive someone, and that's why we said forgiveness is a benefit for you. See, when you release that hold or that situation, now, we're not telling you to say, and this goes with even people who, if we're talking about women who may have been sexually assaulted and things of that nature, and people say, you know, I hold on to that thing because, you know, that was a terrible thing. And yes, I'll be the first one to say that is a terrible situation. Or if you felt that you was physically abused as a child or as an adult or in particular situations, yes, those are the actual acts are terrible acts. But there comes a point in time that you have to release that thing through forgiveness to release yourself from the hold of that thing. Because the more that you continue just to steadfastly saying, well, you know, I'm not going to speak to that person again. And I remember that's something I had to learn personally. Because there was a time that I would hold on to certain things. And as I started getting, and I say it all the time, as I continue to learn and as I continue to grow, you start to understand that after a while, even if you don't forgive that person, you're holding on to something, what is that doing? Is that really affecting that other person? is that person walking around saying, "Well, you know, I'm feeling bad because Gregory doesn't like me, or Gregory's not speaking to me, or Gregory, or Gregory, or Gregory." No, that person's going about their life. But yet, I'm the one still holding the bag saying, "Well, you know, they did this to me, and I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to deal with them." No, after a while, as you start to alleviate, and I thank God for my wife, because there are days that she has helped me, you know, develop and grow and understand that after a while, it's like, it's all it is like, you know, extra stuff that, you know, could manifest itself in other parts of your life. Can manifest itself in your body. All of a sudden you're wondering why you're gaining weight, or you don't have the ability to lose weight because you're holding on to stuff. It can manifest itself in your money. You're wondering why your money's acting funny. Your money's acting funny because maybe that vibration that you're navigating in is actually keeping manifestations and blessings from you that you're doing to yourself. And we're not even going to talk about the mental aspect. When someone has a mental hold on you, and that goes back to so many things, like when they talk about with slavery, and I'm talking about specifically, especially the African American community, whereas, you know, the mentalness of implanting a thought. If you don't have the ability to somehow, you know, navigate that or break that hold mentally, you know, someone can still be keeping a rein on you and not having a whip, not having a chain, and technically they still have more power over you because they've already implanted something in your mind that you refuse to let go of and refuse to not adhere to and refuse not to believe of yourself and of your people. So there's levels of forgiveness. The act of forgiveness is not just about just pushing someone forward and just, you know, saying some words, yeah, whatever, I forgive you. No, it goes beyond that. And at times, especially as you deal with us, and we're going to continue to share and to teach and to embolden, you will start to learn that forgiveness is actually something that is needful in order for you to move forward and for you to have a very experimental and experiential experience. And the only reason why it's an experiential experience because there are people who live but don't really live. So you can be alive and don't live. Just because the word L-I-V is in the word alive doesn't mean that you're actually living. I mean, there's plenty of things that are alive. That doesn't mean that they're living. Cheryl, you have anything to add or to from your perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. Just today, I just wanted to let you know that forgiveness, we're going to teach you how you can start on the path of forgiveness. And it is specific strategies of what to do in your life when, like we said, there's some tragic things that have happened. Yes, those things have happened. Everybody has a story. However, your story, and it could be a tragic story, but the thing that we need to learn how to do is shift our mindset from the tragedy and get the right story. Because if we start continuing on with this, oh, woe is me, this happened to me, this is, you know, my life is lousy, it'll never be good, and it's always this is happening to me, and this happened because that happened to me in the past. And it's always you're holding on to that story, and what happens is it hinders and stunts your productivity and your life to be successful. You cannot have, that could be a building block, but that cannot be your story. The changing of your story will develop you in time. And what needs to happen, and it will take on the quality of a life. So what you need to do is if you want to move from one shift to the next, because it's a shift of mindset, and what needs to happen to be able to forgive is we're not saying it's to get a new story. And the difference of getting a new story is, okay, this happened to me, like Greg said. Now what am I going to do with that? It's time for you to divorce that story, throw it in the trash, put it away, burn it up, whatever you got to do with it, and come up with a new story. Now that may be hard, you know, to hear. But sometimes somebody got to tell you, listen, the time that you keep waddling and showing up for the pity party,
about what happened, it keeps you at the same place that you were 5 years ago. Then it goes in 10 years, 15 years, and then by the time you turn around 20 years and you're still at the same spot where you were before, because you're still living your story. Now, it's easy to get in the habit of living angry or sad and depressed. We can get easily into that. And the worst part, it makes us feel terrible. Mm-hmm. And then we bring other people down when we're around those people. So that's why we're going to motivate, and we're raising up other couples to motivate you to get in a spirit. Because it's one thing about motivation, it's about how you react. Woo is different than, whoo is different than, okay. It's a different feeling that you have. If you're, nobody wants to be around Greg and I if we're not happy about our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not happy about our life. If we're not happy about the business that we're in. No one's going to want to be around it, because our story looks different than it was in the past. Greg and I have some tragic things that's happened to both of us within our lives. We're not living that story.
That's right.
Our story has made us stronger to where we are now, to break through, to shift, to now show people, motivate yourself to get where you want to be in life, and that way you can let go of the grudges, the bitterness that you may possess. Because sometimes we go along with things that may happen. What happens is that if you have a criticizing mother or father or whatever, it can sabotage you if you continue to hold on to that bitterness and resentment and follow you through your adulthood life. It will stunt you from moving forward. Consider today to have forgiveness, and it starts with changing the story, so now it can change you emotionally, so it can start changing your spiritually, then it starts changing your physical path. All these things has to happen inwardly in order for your physical path, and that's physical, meaning that you're moving physically, because you have to first do an inward work in order to move outwardly, physically, in an upward manner. Greg?
Oh, that was excellent, and that leads me to the next thought about forgiveness that I'm going to share, that was shared by Joshua Liebman. We achieve inner health only through forgiveness. The forgiveness not only of others, but also of ourselves. You see, one of the things that you have to understand about forgiveness gives you the opportunity. And that's what I said about what it can do to you physically. You think that it's just a vibration of words that your mouth and your tongue is working together, processing an expression through your mouth that was formulated in your brain. No. Forgiveness is actually something that is stimulative. Because as you release, truly forgive something, and you release it out, you'll be surprised how much of, and it's not so much the physical weight at first, but the mental weight. See, everything starts in an immaterial sense before you see it materialize. In order for you to have a dream or for you to orchestrate yourself in a passion, it started as a dream. It started as a vision. It started as something that was just an unction within you. It was just a feeling. Mm-hmm. It was just something that you could not tangibly touch. And then after a while, as you kept remanifesting that thing in your thoughts, remanifesting that thing in your dreams, starting to put pen to paper, starting writing a vision now, start orchestrating the plan, start moving in the plan, then the plan is moving in a particular direction, then finding others who can assist, because you can't be the Superman or the Superwoman of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it all goes back to that inner health, that inner calm, that inner situation. That's why I tell people all the time, and I stress that to them. I said meditation is something that is needed by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about you have to sit there, and it's not about Namyo Renge Kyo and stuff like that. It's not a mantra in the sense. When I'm talking about simple meditation, which can help you with the art, with the act and the art of forgiveness, is basically sometimes you just sit there. I don't care if it's your lunch break and you listen to us on our lunch, and this is your lunch break. You can sit there and just for about 5-10 minutes Just find a quiet spot and just listen to yourself. Allow your breathing to get a little bit straightened. Stop being so kinetic. Sometimes when you just allow yourself just to, it's not even about slowing down, just to go to a particular level and just relax. Allow your spirit man to rejuvenate your body. And that's what meditation is about. And a lot of times you'll hear other people say, well, you know, they try to use the word meditation or, you know, that's so new age, and it's not new age. And or, you know, it's not of this, it's not of that. That's why it's not it's not about ascribing to any particular beholden religion. You can have whatever your beliefs are, that are your beliefs. But the main thing about it is regardless of whatever your belief is or your belief system is, meditation is something that is utilized by everyone in one form or the fashion. When you see someone with rosary beads and they're speaking a certain mantra as they're playing with the rosary beads, mm-hmm. you have to understand that's a meditation. They're bringing themselves to a particular level, particular focus. Now, for that particular aspect, they're using rosary beads. Other people can sit and, you know, have incense in their area and have an altar, and they just get themselves centered. Certain people who live through Zen, Buddhism is not a religion. It is a path and it is a walk. And those individuals just understand about centering themselves. And you hear us talk about yin and yang all the time. You know, you can bring a lot of different thoughts together. Doesn't make one thought better than the other or this is better than that. That's when you start getting into semantics. But definitely that thought about we achieve inner peace only through forgiveness is so tantamount. Because remember, the forgiveness is not only of others, but it's also of yourself. Now you're allowing a certain level of peace to resonate in you. Now you're not looking at the aspect or the situation from, okay, I have something over them. Because technically, when you don't forgive, not only does someone have some over you, but you have some over yourself. That's why forgiveness is tantamount. Mm-hmm. To moving forward. And if you're really in the vein of something, and even the same thing, even in relationships, there were certain things that I know my wife forgave me for, and then it was my turn to reciprocate, and it wasn't so much that I did not wish to do it, but it took me a little longer to realize because I had to continue to get centered in myself. Mm. It had nothing to do with her. See, that's one of the things you'll learn from us. It's easy to point the finger at someone. Well, you know, I haven't forgiven you because of you. No. I didn't forgive because of me. And when you start to take that ownership, when you start to allow yourself to start navigating those thoughts of, is there really something that I need to be holding on to? Is it something that I really just, when you just take the moment and actually have some quiet time, you start just to, you know, be upfront and honest with yourself. It's like, wait a minute, do I really need to hold on to that? And I know there's men out there that's like me, and I know there's women out there that were like me in that standpoint when it comes
good.
To really,
that's good.
Really forgive. And it becomes more of an expressive truth because sometimes you got to stop and just look within yourself. It's easy, and I say that all the time. Every time you point a finger, remember, there's at least three or four fingers pointing back at you. And it's easy to say, well, I forgave them, but they still did this. You didn't truly forgive. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're holding on to the situation about them and it's still being rehashed and it's still being upchucked and we're still regurgitating. The cud went down and it's supposed to be going through your system and get eradicated as waste. But no, you keep bringing it back up. The same way that it went down initially, and you're wondering why it's still in your mouth, it's still chewing, it's starting to smell, it's starting to stink, and now you're trying to say, okay, I finally release it, and it's getting down there to the hydrochloric acid, and then all of a sudden, you re-bring it back up, and now it's stinking even more, because now it's got more acid on it, and now it's mixed with other stuff, and now it becomes real rank. And for my West Indian people and probably some of my people outside the country, you understand, it becomes rancid. It becomes something that's just very distasteful. And technically, the only person you're really doing it towards is not the person that whoever did the offense is really. You're making yourself stink now. You're making yourself vibrate with a particular action that's not helpful. It's not. It's just not. There's not even an adjective to add to it. It's just not. But definitely, that inner health, and that's one of the things that I definitely would like to share, and as we continue to share on this topic, remember, forgive for yourself. Forgiveness is not just for that other person. Forgiveness for yourself. I don't want you walking around still bringing up the cud that should have been gone a long time ago, that should have been disappeared out of your system as waste, and you have the ability to keep moving forward, and regardless of the person accepts it or not, if you know that you gave it, and you gave it willingly, and you gave it freely, and you can walk away from the situation, because just because you forgave someone doesn't mean you have to stay around them. You forgave, it's time for you to move on. If you choose to continue to move in that path, then they will show themselves to accept your forgiveness, and then you have the ability to either restart what was there or continue to grow at the level that you were growing at. But it all depends. Remember, it's about your inner health, your mental state, and the way that you can translate those positive mental and spiritual states into your physical being. Cheryl?
That was so good to really go down to the core of why, you know, things can go to our physical body. And I also want to bring up something we talked about maybe a couple of weeks ago. You know, why a lot of us imply when forgiveness is so hard, it's an ego thing.
Mm.
Your ego gets stronger when you feel wronged. You know, sometimes something happens and you're like, oh, I'm right and she's wrong. Therefore, you know, I'm better than her or she's better than me. And the thing is what can squelch that, I believe, is love. God is love. It's omnipotent love. And even in a marriage or even in a relationship and even in a partnership, if you are willing to just be someone that is ready to let go of the ego and let love shine, sometimes, most times, like Greg said, you don't have to stay in that. Because sometimes it's just all about saying, I forgive you, and walk away. Because it's not really for that person. It's for you.
Mm.
Because the inner man is being fed, and you're watching your actions. I always tell my children, or we always teach our children, that you do not have control over that other person, but you do have control over what you do, what you believe. What you believe is infinite. Love is infinite. And I believe that it's a point where if you know that you were wronged or whatever the case may be, sometimes we look at, because it's about to be Easter time and we're in April now, and it's about to be Easter, and Jesus was slain on the cross, because we're Christians, so, you know, Jesus was slain on the cross, and he forgave for us, not for him. But he forgave for us. So who are we to be judgmental of others? We forgive actually we have to be responsible enough within ourselves to say, I'm going to release that from me. Freeing yourself is the best thing you can do. Forgiving someone, like Greg said, if you don't forgive, you choose not to forgive, you're going to be drinking poison. Drinking, keep doing it. After you regurgitate, it's going to be poison. It's going to continue to happen because there's things you're going to live in a place of pain. You're going to live in a place of anger. And forgiving is the idea of something happening that you can do that is such on a level of a maturity, and it takes you to a place. Now, it will take you to, people will, you know, try you, but then it's just a test. Forgiving begins with you, and it begins with your story, and it begins with how you look at things, and it begins with how your past is going to look in the future. Now, forgiveness may be something that is a lesson that you have to now come to terms with. But walking with that bitterness is not going to help you. Walking with that resentment is not going to help you. And one thing I believe that we all have is some sense of resiliency. We have a giant within us that we need to let go. And like Greg said, to experience life, you can't walk around with so much resentment and pain in order for you to have this one life to experience. Why not? People are human. They're going to screw up. They're going to say things that you don't like. They're going to do things to you that you believe is, like, horrible. Forgive them and keep moving. That's the greatest gift you can give yourself, your family, and to others, right?
Definitely good, and definitely great words that you just shared. And here's another thought from Mahatma Gandhi. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong.
Wow.
So think about that. And you and some people, you know, if you're looking at it from a simple terminology, and I'm trying to be as blunt as possible without being disrespectful, but some people say, oh, the weak. Oh, they're just people that just don't have enough strength and this, that. No, no, no. We're talking about you can have the best chiseled body or the best, you know, male or female, and your body's like at the optimum looking sexy and great, and you've done all these things, and you're handsome, and blah, 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 blah. But you don't have the ability to forgive. You're just like that person who could be either hasn't really taken great care of their temple, mentally or physically, and everything else. The weak can never forgive. We're dealing with your mindset. It starts and ends with your mindset. You see, one of the things that came to mind to me as I went through my quiet time, and I needed that quiet time. And sometimes people don't understand when they say, why are you just going? It's not going in a show. Sometimes if you really want true, it's just like when they talk about people who go to ashrams and stuff like that, and they just want to, you know, divest themselves away from anything of technology, and they'll go to, like, it's ashrams, and they're spiritual places where, you know, some ashrams, you know, there won't be, it'll almost be like you're back in, say, 19th century Japan, where there's, you know, you're eaten by candlelight, and, you know, and I would suggest anyone to take an experience like that, regardless of your faith. But, like, for me, for my quiet time, there are times where, you know, you need those moments where you get to actually listen to the universe vibrating. It's not about Facebook posts or interacting with this one or reaching out to that one or grabbing a cell phone or everything is so, as I said, I mean, as much as that I love technology, there are times you have to step back away from it. Because as much as that has given us access and it's given us the ability to connect, there are times that you have to disconnect. And it's not disconnected from people, but you have to disconnect so you can connect with yourself. And that's part of the level when you start to understand if you cannot forgive yourself, you're the weakest one of all. Because there are certain situations that mm-hmm. will occur in your life that probably the universe is trying to see, what are you going to call it? How are you going to work through it? What is this thing? Is this something that you're going to build on, and it was a terrible situation, but you're going to build from it, and you're going to be... And it's going to shine, and it's going to make you, it's going to turn you from carbon into a diamond? Or is it a situation where you can never forgive, and you're going to stay in that state of unrepentance for yourself, and you stay that black piece of carbon? Not saying that black is bad. I'm just giving you an assembly line about carbon, because all a diamond is just carbon that's just been pressurized even more, and its genetics just transfer and transform itself into a shiny piece of existence that actually is still carbon. It's just a little harder because it went through a little bit more pressure. That's why diamonds are expensive. I should know. Diamonds are expensive. But if they're worth if they're worth something, and if it's worth something to me to be a blessing to another, then it's worth the diamond. That's why they say at times, you know, sometimes when you look at people, how they navigate through certain things, you have to very well watch them. Because mm-hmm. if they don't love themselves, they're mm-hmm. not going to love you. If they mm-hmm. can't, if they don't want the best for themselves, I'd run away from those people. And there's times where me and Cheryl, and we specifically teach our children, I said, there's a difference of purchasing something of good value and you getting a deal or being cheap.
Mm.
Please, never go through this. And it deals with forgiveness, because people who don't forgive, usually you're cheapening yourself. You're lessening your quality. You're not giving your opportunity to be the full value that you're meant to be, because you're only living part of a life. You're only dealing with part of an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at it and going through the full lenses that you have, and I'm not just talking about your eyes. When you allow yourself to go through those full lenses of expression, of viewing, of seeing, of dealing with, then you start to say, wait a minute, I really don't need to hold on to that. I don't really need to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really helping the person that whatever it is that you're or necessarily, you know, putting your gaze upon, but it's for me. It breaks down. It's actually for me. So this whole time that we're sharing, we know what we're sharing, and we know that it's being a blessing to us, but we know this is being a blessing for others. Because people need to understand that. You know, things are going to happen. Things are going to occur. We're not saying that you're just walking around and expecting the negative to happen or adverse to happen. And you just say, okay, we accept it because it's a bad thing and this, that, and the third. No, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is if you put yourself in the right vibration, and especially once you use the art of forgiveness properly, then there's a very low opportunity for anything adverse to come in your direction. Because now you start to vibrate at a certain level. Now you're not dealing with some of the things that happened or already occurred. Now you have the ability to start navigating and moving to different levels. And as we state all the time, and it's not the first time I'm saying, I know it will not be the last. If you ever look at a mountaintop, in order to reach that apex or that summit, is much thinner and much smaller than being at the bottom of that mountain. Why? Because when you're down at the bottom, you're down with everyone else. But as you start to achieve certain levels of mental acuity, physical acuity, you're navigating with the right people, you're moving in your passion, you're being a blessing to others through charity, you're giving of yourself, you're being somewhat positive in the sense of how you're interacting with people, and then there's less opportunity for anything that can be considered a negative or considered to not be your good to occur. It's very simple. Cheryl, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think that was great. With having what you said and put the pieces together, I think that was really great. It's just forgiveness is what I would like to say is a great skill that we all need to acquire. And it's just having forgiveness in your heart is just be saying, I'm thankful for the little things that I see in that other person. And it may be just that see that one thing. If you have to see that one good thing, everybody has something. And why I say that is because a lot of times in life, it may not look good, and it may not smell good, it may not be good. But the point is, you can be better from where you want to be. If you're not where you want to be, then it's something that you need to do, and maybe it is forgiveness. Maybe on this call today, because you haven't had a chance to know what to do if somebody did you wrong. Maybe you feel like, you know, you was cheated on so many times and, you know, this is the way my life goes because, you know, it's always seemed like I'm always being cheated on or I'm being cheated at or whatever the case may be. Maybe you don't think that you need to change that always happening to me party. why is always someone cheating on you? Is it something in within you that you already sabotaged the relationship before it even started? So we have to believe and know that our life and our dreams can happen. But we have to start, how do we shake that off of us and keep moving? Because things can happen. Why do people seem to be moving past you and you're still where you are? And the thing is, forgiveness is something that is an outward thing that you must do in order to move past. Then will only determine your growth in life. Internal forgiveness allows us to navigate our circumstances. And it may hold us back if we don't allow ourselves to forgive. I mean, I forgave myself for things, and I say I forgive myself because we have to start with ourselves first.
Mm.
Because we're always looking outside of ourselves. It starts with ourselves first. What do you have to forgive yourself with? What do you have to forgive yourself about? What are you looking at? Are you self-sabotaging your own relationships? No one is perfect. No one is perfect. But we have to realize that sometimes the truth hurts. But we don't have to wallow in that hurt. And it starts that we need to start drawing the line in the sand and say, today, I forgive myself. I'm going to move on. I'm going to forgive others that have hurt me. And if you don't even see that person, this person, like Greg said, is going on with his life or going on with her life. And they all happy, and you're still with the issues that you're dealing with. Unresolved issues of unforgiveness. And it may be tearing your life inside out because you're looking at somebody prospering and you have this inward bitterness of resentment that's in the pit of your belly. And what needs to happen is you move past that. And you do not move past it through, oh, I guess it'll happen tomorrow. No, you move past it like, I'm going forth. I'm going to take it. Enough is enough. Know that you know that you know that it's an exercise every day that you must take every single day. I'm going to be greater than I was yesterday. I'm getting better and better. Allow yourself to be loved and allow yourself to love others. We're human. We make mistakes. It's nothing like forgiveness, right?
Oh, excellent. Very, very excellent, excellent, excellent. And I see that we have a caller on the line, and I just want to patch them in, so want to see. Welcome, caller. You're on the air with Greg and Cheryl. Do you have any thoughts on our topic today in reference to as we're dealing with the power of forgiveness? Hello? You don't have to be shy. Okay, I guess they just want to just listen in. Okay, that is okay. But definitely, you have the opportunity just to listen to us, and remember, 347-996-3160 allows you to be a part of the conversation, or just like this caller that's on the line, maybe they just want to listen in as we continue to share on today's topic. And I would say the last quote that I'm going to utilize for today in reference to forgiveness is very simply this: forgiveness is not always easy. At mm-hmm. times, it feels more painful than the wound we suffered,
mm-hmm.
to forgive the one that inflicted it. And yet, there is no peace without forgiveness.
Mm.
Now, you think about that. Now, you wrap a taste on that. As, you know, I remember the older people used to say, you wrap a taste on that. It's not easy. Just because we're sharing on it and I've grown or I'm continuing to grow, it's not easy. It is not an easy thing to forgive. People may have done things in your past or things to you that are just despicable. But after a while, do you turn that negative into a positive? Or as my wife just stated, do you wallow in it? Do you hold on to it, whereas that you're just allowing certain negative things just to be permeating through the course of your life? Because I was wrong. Oh, my God. I think they've done something against me. No. Yes, they did. We acknowledge that. I understand it. Now, what are you doing to change? What are you doing to not only not circumvent of what occurred, but allow yourself to still perfect through yourself what occurred? Because you can't perfect through yourself. You can look at the situation and be like, you know what? I will manifest myself even greater by turning what is potentially a negative in my life into a positive for my benefit. And that's why today's thought and the title of today's message was the power of forgiveness, and let me just say it correctly, the power of forgiveness for your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about that, it all goes back to how you're navigating yourself. Now, think about it. There's no peace without forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even you can be sitting there talking about, I got many zeros in the account, and you wonder why, you know, certain situations happen with athletes or people who are in the limelight, and like, and people would make the assumption like, no, wait a minute, this person is worth X amount of dollars, or they have this much, and they don't really have to worry about anything. But yet they end up in trouble, they do things that are self-depreciating, and you're like, what is going on? Aren't they happy? Aren't they full of joy?
Mm.
Money just magnifies what you are. And just like you look at different circumstances and different instances, a lot of times when you look deep, when you go to the root of the matter, it's basically someone is lashing out or acting out because either they haven't forgiven themselves about something, or they haven't forgiven someone about something, or there's those only two. Or unless they, and the other third thing is just, you just want to destroy yourself for no apparent reason because you have the means. Those are the only three things that make sense. And now I'm going to remove the third part because technically if you're here to aspire to have a fruitful experience while you're on this plane, then you shouldn't be worrying about number three. Now we can really deal with the two. Well, who haven't you forgiven? And are you going to forgive yourself? The wound is there. It's going to heal. I got many scars on my body. I can still look at my legs and see scars. I can look at a scar and see that, or I remember when I skinned my knee when I was 12. That was a deep gash. Look at that. It healed. My body healed. But there's still a reminder. But the reminder is not hurt. The reminder is what happened after the wound. The hemoglobin and all the other stuff, you want to go through biology, started working and this, that, and the third, and next thing you know, skin grew back, and next thing you know, it rectified itself. The body actually helped to rectify itself through time. So one of the things that you have to understand as you hear us today sharing about forgiveness, there is a time factor that's also needs to be included. Sometimes it may be a time for you, if you're the person who is about to give someone, if you're about to forgive someone, maybe there's some time that you have to work with. We don't want you to forgive someone at the same time you have, you know, the hatchet or the knife or the gun behind your back, and as soon as you forgive them, you do something crazy. So sometimes you may need a little time to truly allow that act and that vibration to really be stimulative through your being. So when you articulate those thoughts that were processed through your brain, you know that you did your woosah moment and you just, and you release it. And remember, that release is generally for you. That release is not for anybody else. That release is for you. Get it twisted. Don't think that it's just for that other person. That person may even acknowledge the fact that they hurt you, but technically the forgiveness is for you. We don't want you holding on to that particular situation. We don't want you to live You are meant to have an abundant life and live it abundantly. And you cannot live your life abundantly if you're walking around still dragging. You're supposed to be 145 pounds, but it looks like you're 200. Why? Because you got more. You almost got a third of your body weight in crap that you refuse to let go of. But you wonder why everyone around you, the person who may have did it to you, is all of a sudden, oh, they're so lean, they're working out. I'm trying to do the same working out. I don't know why I can't lose this weight. Forgive. And change your habits. But begin with the spiritual, the immaterial side first. Forgive. Let that go through your system. If you need to meditate more, learn to meditate. There's many ways and forms that you can meditate. Meditation doesn't take hours. There's 5-minute meditations, there's mantras, there's ways that you can center yourself as you're going through the experiences of your life that will allow you to be at that abundant space. And that abundant space has nothing to do with money. The abundant space is that quality of life and the quality of vibration that you are resonating in, that as you do so, you will continue to be not only a blessing to others, but you're going to vibrate for yourself at a level that's going to bring you even more inner peace. Cheryl?
Well, everything that you're saying was really good, and the steps I hope today really bless your heart and really bless your soul. And what we would like to leave with you also is today to make a commitment to yourself to know that whatever the circumstances is, whatever it is, commit to yourself today to do better and to be better. Forgiveness is for you, not for anyone else. That's what you have to understand. It is necessary for you to actually be able to prosper and actually able to find some sense of peace, understanding on whatever it is for life to happen for you on a personal level, on a financial level, on a career level, whatever it is. In order for things to change, you got to change your story. And you got to be able to change your way of how you interact with somebody that has wronged you. You feel. Get the right perspective in life. Because sometimes if we feel like we have our feelings on our sleeve, it may be our perspective that's happening. What happened to you in the past, you haven't really forgiven, and things come up that upset you. You have to learn how to check those feelings, because maybe you're not completely healed. It's a process. You have to embrace that process. What are you doing when somebody does something that reminds you of something? You ever notice why people can't move past an abusive relationship and then go right into another one? It's because you have not forgiven yourself to be able to find love in a way that you're able to find some type of peace and semblance with what happened to you in the past. You keep replaying the same mental woe is me story, because hurt seeks out hurt. Abuse seeks out abuse. Things just seeks out the same thing. You attract like-minded people. So if you want to continue to open up your wounds, if you do not let a wound heal, what happens? I know if I had stitches when I was 6 and I still had the scar, I could still remember the day. The point is, I didn't pick at it, so it's not festered. It's not that it's not healed. It heals over time. Now, if I kept taking out the stitches, you keep saying they keep restitching it for you and keep restitching it for you, and you keep taking it out, it becomes you. Something's going to happen. So it's either going to get affected, something's going to happen, something's going to happen to your health, something's going to happen, and possibly to your leg, depending on where it is, because mine was on my leg. Remember, forgiveness starts with you. Amending grievances and all that, the stories, it starts with you. The thing is, forgiveness, I want you to know, is a choice. It's a choice. You have a choice to forgive and love, or you have a choice to stay bound up with resentment and bitterness that can potentially hinder your health, your life's work, and your purpose on this earth. So and then like Rex was saying about experiencing life. How are you going to experience life and you can't forgive everybody else? That's going to come out through your story. I'm not saying to it may not be right what they did. Okay. And sometimes if you can't find the strength and it's out of my hands, I believe in a higher power. And I believe, like Rex said, I don't care if you meditate with Buddha or get your beads or whatever you do. Your bodies will line up with each other. Your emotional body, your spiritual body, and your physical body will line up if you start doing start getting in the habit of changing the way you look at things, your perspective, and how you forgive and go about dealing with your daily dealings each and every single day. And that includes family members. That includes work people. That includes your neighbors, whomever it may be. The point is, it starts there. And you will be tested. You will be tested daily until you get it, until you master it. The art of forgiving can be mastered through love, right?
Definitely. And I love the way that she, as I said, when she likes to wrap stuff up in a bow, she's the one that does all the wrapping at Christmas time, because you see, she brought it back to a nice little relevant conclusion. So with a couple of minutes, we only have a few minutes left. As always, we always take the opportunity and the time to thank those who are listening to us, those who will listen to us later on Archive Edition, those who will hear this on different other avenues and experiences. And also, you know, we always are here to be a guide and to be a help and to be mentors to your situation. So you always have the opportunity to link up with us on our Facebook pages, facebook.com/GregoryClark. Gregory and Cheryl Clark. Okay. I did the Google now. facebook.com/Greg and Cheryl Clark. That's if you type it in the browser. If you're already on Facebook, just type in Gregory and Cheryl Clark. You'll see our faces pop up. Please add the page. And also, for the Couples TV Show, it has its own page by itself, the Couples TV Show. Or if you want to put it in your web browser, facebook.com/The Couples TV Show. And remember to follow us on Twitter at Greg Cheryl Clark. And her Cheryl starts with a C. So that's GregCheryClark. So without further ado, Cheryl, you have anything quickly to add?
No, thank you for joining us today at our new slot, our new time. We'll be here every Monday at this time at 1 o'clock p.m. on our Eastern Standard Time. And we would love to have you. Remember to forgive today. If you haven't, start on the steps of forgiving. It'll only help you. So we love you, and we thank you for joining us.
And as my wife just said, yes, we do love you. We love those who take the opportunity and the time and the spiritual love. You know, we're not swingers, but, you know, in the spiritual love. And we also take the time and the opportunity to have a little fun. See, you had to have some levity in the situation. It's not all brimstone and heaviness and, you know, doom and gloom. You have to have some fun in life. You have to be. As always, we always wish for you nothing but love and peace. And we wish for you abundantly to breathe life and love daily. By doing so, you are allowing yourself to reach your greatest and fullest potential that can be had. Remember, if you work or you navigate through your passion, you do not work a day in your life. Always remember that. Because if you love what you do, that means you're not working, because you're doing your love. So remember, Always navigate through your passion, and you do not and will not work a day in your life. So on behalf of Cheryl Clark and the Greg and CherylClark.com staff, we're very happy and blessed for you to listen to us, and we will be here at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time going forward. So peace in the Middle East.